Mahoura Messi is with us. It's something of a little bit of a business slot that we're hoping to develop as we go forward on Pākehi Waha, where we get an opportunity to talk with our Māori kaimahi about businesses that they are creating or working in. And today it's a neat opportunity to talk to Mahoura about her kaupapa, which is called Korowai Caskets. Now, Mahoura is from Tauroa, but she has a background in design. And while normally you'd think that the guys are doing most of the carving, she is making these beautiful caskets, which I'm looking at right at the moment, that very much would celebrate our Māori, our taha Māori and Māori tanga. And thank you for joining us on Pākehi Waha today, Mahoura. Tēnā koe, Dale here, kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's good to talk with you. You've been working in the sort of casket making scene for a long time before you decided to go out on your own. Might you sort of give us a background to your work in this area?
Yes, yeah. I was working for a large Australian-owned casket manufacturing company in Auckland, and while I was doing the mahi, I just noticed there was something missing, especially for the representation of Māori.
And how long did you work in that casket making scene before you decided to sort of branch out on your own?
Yeah, not long. It was only about 2 years. And the beautiful thing about it, I used it as my apprenticeship to learn how to make good caskets and to put the structure in, and also listen to what the funeral directors were wanting, as well as whānau, what they were asking for.
And what did you find? I mean, for our Māori people, I'm looking at your caskets. They're beautifully carved with kōwhaiwhai patterns, but there are also others that are plain. But I guess in a way, there's something comforting for our people to know that somebody who understands our feelings of aroha and wairua is actually that their hands are creating the vehicle, the final vehicle for our people.
Yeah, that's right. I think it was one weekend where we were asked to work overtime for a whānau who their son had passed away, and he was quite tall, so we had to make a different type of casket for him. And some of the whānau even asked if they could come in and have hands on and help build it. And from that experience, I felt a real personal thing, and this aloha just poured out of me and wanted to push it into the whānau to help them. And from that also, we put the rail handles on this particular casket, and afterwards we heard from them, from the whānau, how much they loved having those rail handles to have lots of people being able to touch the casket at once. And also it felt like they were connecting with each other and able to connect to the person in the casket. So yeah, that was a real special thing to be part of, and that's just something that's inspired me to make this business. But also the lack of Māori design and Māori representation, people wanted it but it wasn't there. So you have a lot of these type of traditional looking caskets, and I think a lot of Māori just think, well, that's what's there, so that's what we'll have. And but now that hopefully now I can offer something else.
The aroha that goes into creating these, knowing that loved ones are going to hold it. I take your point too with the rail handles. They're a nice idea because normally you can only have 6 pallbearers, for instance.
That's
here
right,
you could have all, you know, you could have a whānau sort of just with a hand on and helping to carry our loved ones to their final resting place. For a lot of people in the casket making business, it could be, oh, it's just another casket. But I sense from you, Mahoura, that it's much more than that, that you are conscious of what you're doing in a taha Māori way. And, I'm not being sort of out of line saying that you put aroha into the way that you deal with the casket, which might not be forthcoming in other more traditional casket making sectors, yeah?
And I also learned that from a lot of the funeral directors out there, just delivering caskets and getting to meet the funeral directors, they have that same sort of aroha where they not only want to look after the deceased, but they also want to look after the whānau in every single step, you know, every way that they can. And that's, so looking at, they put a lot of effort looking into all the imperfections in the casket. And if it's not up to their standards, it's going to go back, you know. So, and you've got to make it perfect. And so there's that balance between the aroha and the perfection that goes into it because of just, I think it's a way to honour the person and have that level of respect as well.
I know people have made their own caskets, but they haven't made them properly. And the ground is sunken from above. So there are some considerations here, and obviously you're experienced here. Frequently asked questions. We love the Māori design, but are we able to get it painted?
Yeah, it's a big one. I mean, I'm all for if people want to paint it themselves, that's fine. But we're trying to really hold on to the kaupapa of keeping them raw.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think just a little bit of lack of awareness of what paint does when it's being put in the earth, how it doesn't break down properly, or even being cremated, the type of toxic fumes that can create. So, yeah, that's our thing. For being environmentally friendly, we want to keep the caskets as raw as possible. And also with the plywood, plywood is a cheap product. It's not remu, you know, it's not the beautiful native timber. We're doing that on purpose because we want it to be sustainable. But if we look at the beauty of the plywood, we've got those lines in there, and that's what creates the design on the lid, the lines coming down on an angle. So yeah, and if we paint that, then we're going to go over those lines, and it takes away a little bit from the beauty of it.
We're with Mahora Massey from Kolowai Caskets. If you're curious, the caskets have been designed to hold up to 250 kgs, but you can get custom made caskets, but they would need some lead in time to get that done. And they do make children's and babies' caskets. Of course, we know there can be very sad loss. While the carved models that you've got on your website are lovely, also really warm to the quite plain ones as well. A lot of our people are opting to go that way as well. But I guess it's a matter of talking with those who are going to eventually use them and see how you might be able to help out. How long has Kolowai Caskets been going now, Mahora?
Not long at all. We've been in the planning process since December last year, but we've only just really got off the ground now. It's just about getting out there and getting seen and known, and trying to form partnerships with funeral homes and funeral directors. It's quite hard to sell privately, so we'd rather sell through the funeral homes and funeral directors. We're happy to make the caskets. There's a lot of kōrero out there about the size and the weight of the caskets and what they can hold and how big they can go. And, yeah, we do the oversized size, and we might even be able to do bigger if people need bigger. It seems to be a frequently asked question as well.
You say that the carving of the caskets, and while that might be seen as a predominantly male-dominated sector, you've got an interest and expertise in art and design. So you take this mahi very seriously. Who's working on the project with you, Mahora?
I'm mainly working on it by myself. I get a few people in to help, but yeah, I do most of it by myself. My background in art and design, I was making sculptures out of plywood, and that became the media that I use. And I like to try to use repurposed plywood as well. A lot of people have commented that the carvings, the kōwhaiwhai pattern is artwork, and it's too good to go in the ground, and that's also why we make it out of plywood and not the native timber or anything that's too, you know, not sustainable. I hope I answered that question.
You hand carve them, or have you got a template and get them done on a lathe? How does this work?
No, you can't hand carve plywood. So we get that done. We at a cut shop on a CNC machine. But hopefully the future for Kōrero Caskets is to make more designs, to have more designs out there. And once this is up and going and running, I can get more creative and get more patterns on the lids, and there'll be more to choose from.
Okay. Very nice to have you share some corridor. This is, well, it's not really a business section, but it's going to become one in the future. Hats off to you, and much aloha to you as you share that with others. So if you're listening today and you lose a loved one, then why don't you just Google up Korowai caskets and you'll find Mahori. You can have a corridor with her, or perhaps even better, the funeral homes that you get to look after your loved one, or the tupapuku. Maybe you could ask them whether they have heard of Korowai caskets and whether they can make contact with Mahora and follow it through in that way. Either way, what we do know is we've got a wahine Māori who's very proud to be involved in that delicate stage of our being, and doing her best to make it as smooth as we can in the taha Māori way. Thanks for sharing some corridor today, Mahora.
Thank you for having me.
Good
Thank
talking.
You.
All the best with your mahi and your new business venture.
Thank you.
Kia ora.